It's a Tuesday night, and on a Tuesday we like to talk about sport and leisure activities, things like that. Let us know if there's things in your area that we haven't mentioned before that you think deserve a slot on this show. We'd love to hear about them, please. Now then, tonight we're going to be hearing about the Western League. Plenty of Somerset football teams are involved in the league. Places like Bridgewater United, Street Football Club, Wellington AFC, Shepton Mallet AFC, to name but a few of them. There are more as well. Ian Knockolds is the presenter of the Western League podcast and can talk to us about it this evening. Hi there, Ian.
Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very pleased to hear about another sport podcast in our area. There's a lot of them, and you're dedicated to non-league football. Why do you love it so much?
Well, I had a community radio background in northeast Somerset, and through that I found the wonderful Toolstation Western League through two marvellous clubs, Welton Rovers and Radstock Town, and that was well over a decade ago, and my love for the league grew from there. Unfortunately, I did a reasonable job, and the league saw fit to ask me to do the Toolstation Western League podcast, which has been going for the last 6 years. We've done over 180 episodes, and we carried on going during COVID, which I think is a bit of a feather in our cap, because we didn't have any football to talk about. But I think one of the things we've learned over the last 2 years is that people who love non-league football, really felt the loss of the game when we were in lockdown. And it was really important to talk about the teams that we love, the players, the games, and the managers, and we kept it going. And it's really great to be back now talking about mud on boots.
yeah, absolutely. Now then, I mentioned some of the Somerset sides. You mentioned there Welton Rovers and Radstock Town as well. How many other Somerset sides are there? There are a lot of them, aren't there, in total?
There certainly are. We have 40 teams in the Toolstation Western League, which spreads from Cornwall right down to the tip of Cornwall, down to Mousel, and that's our most westerly club, all the way up to northeast Somerset. And in the first division, we include Wiltshire as well. There's 40 teams in total, and of those, 18 of those teams, so nearly half of the teams, are actually based in Somerset. They're certainly covered by the Somerset FA. So Somerset has a very important role to play in the Western League.
And who's doing well this season? Who are the ones to look out for?
Well, if we look at the Premier Division, which is the division that sits at the top of our pyramid, the Western League, I think everybody who's listening to this will be familiar with the non-league pyramid, and it's the opportunity to play at the lowest level of non-league football and to go all the way through to the Premier League, to be one of the big boys. And in the Somerset area, we include teams like Poulton Rovers, who play in the Southern League, and they've had players like Ashley Barnes, who plays for Burnley. Where I live in Wiltshire, Corsham is one of the teams that recently was a Toolstation Western League side. They've now moved out to the Hellenic League. And for a time, current England international defender, Tyrone Mings, played for Corsham. So we love the pyramid. And the Toolstation Western League sits at the foot of the pyramid, but just goes to show that you can play non-league football at this level and still go on to represent your country, which is an incredible achievement. So at the head of our league, what's called steps five in the non-league pyramid, we've got the Premier Division and Bridgewater United. I noticed that you mentioned them in your introduction. They are currently sitting sixth in the Premier Division table, but they've got games in hand and they're handily placed. This is a side with big ambitions. They've got big ambitions for their ground. They get very, very big greats. We're talking about 300, 400, 500 people going to watch Bridgewater on a regular basis. So Bridgewater United are certainly a Somerset side that's worth keeping an eye on. Tavistock are the team that currently sits at the top of the Premier Division. They're in first place, played 18 games. They've got 34 points. But Bridgewater do have games in hand. So Bridgewater are very much in the equation. Sitting behind them, we've got probably the surprise package of the Premier Division, Keynsham Town, a very, very solid, very good side. But they've gone under the radar. And, you know, I would urge any of your listeners, particularly, you know, those living in that sort of northern Somerset area, to go and watch Canesham if they can, because they really are putting in, you know, they're doing very, very well this season. Other sides of note in the Premier Division, you know, Shepton Mallet, right in the middle of Somerset. They've been a very solid Western League side for a number of seasons now. Craig Loxton, the manager there, doing a very, very good job. They've had some very good results, not least in the FA Cup this season. They're sitting in ninth. And we've got Clevedon Town. Clevedon have just been taken over as manager by Alex White, who has really served his apprenticeship. He's the non-league Nagelsmann, for those of you who love your football. Only 27 years old, but already doing incredible things. Did wonderful things with Clevedon's under-18s. They, a few seasons ago, had an FA Cup tie against Manchester City, no less. And Alex has now taken charge of Clevedon's first team as Mickey Bell goes on to Bristol City. So, you know, Clevedon very much in the mix as well. And, I mean, I think we mentioned them right at the beginning of our piece. Welton Rovers in the First Division, they are running away with it. They've got a 12-point lead already in the First Division, and they are undefeated, the only team in the Western League to be undefeated. Welton Rovers, of course, in the heart of Midsummer Norton, and nearby neighbours, Radstock Town, lurking in sixth at the top of the First Division, looking to cause an upset in the Caulfield Classico when they get a chance on Boxing Day. Cheddar, of course, a wonderful side. They are in second. So in the First Division, Somerset teams are really leading the way. But in the Premier Division, we've got a lot of interest in Devon and Cornwall, but Bridgewater there waiting for their moment, I'm sure.
Oh, good for them. Good to see, as you say, those big gates at Bridgewater. I know they're taking a lot from their women's side as well, which they've just taken on. They're sort of the old Yeovil ladies became Bridgewater United, hasn't it, the way that's worked out. So a lot going on to be proud of in Bridgewater. I like the idea of Radstock lurking as well. That's in the table, doing a bit of lurking around. What about doing the podcast itself? You must meet some other really dedicated folk who love football. Have you got a better understanding of the game through talking about it?
Massively. That was one of the best things about lockdown, actually. During the normal season, of course, we talked to the managers because that's what the fans want to hear. And lockdown gave us an opportunity to talk to people like Debbie Gould from Bridgewater United, who's been a photographer there. You know, I think men's football, you know, the Western League, we think about it being a very male exclusive environment. And to a certain extent, it is. So when you get an opportunity to speak to somebody like Debbie, it really makes a big difference. And actually, we're very, very keen on match officials. You know, we love the whistle on the Tool Station Western League podcast, because without the referee, I know for many people they're the pantomime villain, but actually without them, you couldn't have a game of football. And there are some absolutely outstanding female match officials, and we've been able to speak to some of them on the podcast as well. And it gives you a fascinating insight into not only how they got to, you know, love the game, but also their experiences of being involved in it. Because I think we forget that a lot of the people, you know, we take for granted as fans the fact that at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, there will be a game of football for us to go and watch. But at the non-league level, we forget about the volunteers who get that game on, the players who are giving up their time to play the game. You know, the club officials who have gone out of their way, often putting their hands in their own pockets to make sure that match can take place. And we were able to celebrate a lot of that during lockdown. We did a campaign called Our Unsung Heroes, because clubs have got, whether it's somebody who takes the money at the gate or cuts the grass, you know, or does the kit or does the match reports in the local paper or speaks to people like yourself on BBC Somerset, you know, there are people who give up their time religiously. They don't ask for any thanks, but what they're doing is for the betterment of the game. It's for the betterment of their club. And it's lovely to get an opportunity to meet and understand and celebrate those people, understand their journey, you know, into non-league football. It gives so much to people. And, you know, it's been great on the podcast to be able to shine a light on that.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic listen for people who want to find out more about the local football scene. I'm sure there'll be people now currently looking up when their local town or village club is playing. For people who want to download and listen to the podcast and subscribe to it, where can they find that?
Well, it's certainly available on all good podcast download channels, the Toolstation Western League podcast or the Western League podcast, the Toolstation podcast, whatever you type into Google, you'll get there. Toolstationleague.com is our league website, and that has a link to the podcast as well. And that will also give you some fixture information. We've got an app, believe it or not. If you type Toolstation Western League into your into your app provider, and you'll get that, and you'll get all of the fixtures coming up. I mean, I really would point your listeners to Keynsham Town against Buckland Athletic on Saturday, the 6th of November. I think that's going to be an absolutely outstanding game. And, if people are looking for a match, then I would certainly go and watch that. But of course, on the podcast, you'll get to hear about all of the fixtures that weekend. And by looking at our website and our app, you'll get all the fixtures as well.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds great. I'm going to download the app. Ian Knockolds, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck with the podcast.